Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Live, you dial in toll free here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Or you can call us on our Matrix chat server, where you'll sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio as we kick off the second hour of the show. We're talking a little bit more. There's more information here about Ross Ulbricht and the chance that he might be actually receiving a commutation from Donald Trump. With you tonight is Ian.
And Arya.
So, we're sharing from the story from the DailyBeast.com, and I'm skipping over the summary of the case.
We've summarized it throughout the show anyway.
We've touched on it. We haven't barely even talked about the case itself, which was a cluster F involving corrupt cops, two of whom actually went to prison themselves for trying to steal Bitcoin from the Silk Road, while they're on the job. And so it's just an incredible level of corruption, an incredible level of malfeasance on the case of the prosecution and on the case of the judge in this particular case. When I say incredible level, I mean so ridiculous to the point that I don't even want to start trying to talk about it. I will leave stuff out. There's a lot of information there. Luckily, there's a really good documentary that they put together over at freeross.org that goes exhaustively through this story. And really, if you've heard us talking about this tonight and you've never heard of Ross Ulbricht before and you're like, what's all this about? This sounds really interesting. Two life sentences plus 40 years for running a website? What's this about? Well, take some time out and either watch or listen to or read through the documentary that they created over at freeross.org. It is amazing.
There's another documentary coming out about him in early 2021, I believe.
Who's making it?
I don't recall.
Because it could be a hack job. It could be a hit piece against him. The one on his website is obviously in favor of him.
Obviously. And it's not impartial by any means.
I mean, what's somebody going to say against Ross Ulbricht?
Oh, he's a bad man. He sold drugs.
Yeah, well, pretty much that.
What else do they have against him? He's actually a good guy who sold drugs. He never hurt anybody.
Nope.
And he didn't sell really very many drugs. He did sell some mushrooms, apparently, on the site as its first dealer way back in the day when he started the site.
Oh, no, mushrooms.
Right, because how else are you going to get a dealer on a website where you just created it? Right. So you probably have to do your own selling in that case. So he did do a little bit of drug sales, but it was just mushrooms, which, as you point out, are probably the safest of all of the illegal drugs.
Well, cannabis is probably safer.
No, actually, according to the there's like a drug harm chart that Professor David Nutt came out with back, I don't know, most of a decade ago. He was the former drug czar, or the equivalent of the drug czar, in the UK government, and he ended up leaving that position and turning onto the good side of the war on drugs. And he came out with so he's an advocate for the end of prohibition, and he came out with this drug harms chart, which combines the harms, quote, to society and to the individual of each drug and gets like a total harm score for each one of them. And so heroin and alcohol are the top, I think, one and two. They're like basically tied for first place. They're real close.
Jesus, yeah. Really? Yeah. I mean, I knew alcohol was bad, but with heroin bad?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then as you go down the list, marijuana is sort of like below the halfway point, but it's not the lowest one on the list. It's actually mushrooms, if I recall correctly.
I'm going to have to look at this list. It sounds fascinating.
Yeah, it really is. Just search for Professor David Nutt with two T's and like drug list or drug rankings or something like that.
Does he do a breakdown if you remove societal harm from the equation?
You could look at that, and I think then cannabis will go down a little bit. If
I imagine it would probably be tied with mushrooms at that point.
You have to take a look. He does break it down. If you look at the graphing, it shows what part of the graph is the personal harm and what part of the graph is the societal harm. So, Ross Ulbricht, a little bit more here about his story. But yeah, go to FreeRoss.org, sign the petition to help him get out of prison, and take the time to learn about it. If you don't know about the case, honestly, I haven't watched the whole documentary, but I watched parts of it, and it was exhaustively presented, like really well-researched, lots of good information. It will infuriate you what happened to him.
I saw one of the short write-ups that Spike Cohen did during their vice presidential campaign, mm-hmm. and it's just shocking, the level of corruption and fraud presented by the state against Ross Ulbricht in order to secure this two-life sentence plus 40 conviction.
Well, the interesting thing is we only know how shocking it is because we paid attention, and the people, you know, that were on the outside were watching closely with that particular case, those who are his supporters. So many other people have corrupt cops dealing with their case, but they don't have international level coverage. They don't have, their case isn't getting, you know, national radio coverage or anything like that. So your average federal court case doesn't have a media circus around it. It doesn't have all the attention that the Ross Ulbricht case did. So there's thousands of people that are in prison cells who don't belong, probably hundreds of thousands of people in the U.S. in prison cells who don't belong there, but Ross gets most of the attention. And that's, it's not fair, but that's the way it is. So hopefully Ross can get out. At the very least, it'll be a
It's a lot fairer
move.
Than two life sentences plus 40.
So the movement to grant clemency to Ulbricht, according to the DailyBeast.com, has picked up support from celebrities, including British rapper MIA and a handful of prominent Trump world and Republican Party figures, including Representative Thomas Massey, Republican from Kentucky, and TPUSA founder Charlie Kirk, who recently tweeted that Ulbricht had received, quote, insane over-sentencing, unquote, and that the post-election period would be, quote, the perfect time to grant mercy to a family and young man who has become a victim of our aggressive Department of Justice.
That's surprising from him.
Yeah, he's a right-winger, right? Yeah. On Tuesday, GOP strategist Andrew Sharabian, formerly an official in the Trump White House, posted to Twitter that, quote, Ross got screwed by the feds with an insanely harsh sentence. Few people deserve clemency from real Donald Trump, that's his Twitter username, more in my opinion. So basically saying this guy's a top candidate to receive this.
And who was this guy who tweeted this?
A former White House official.
Okay. GOP. So someone who may, Trump may actually read the tweet.
He might. Presumably. His name is Andrew Sharabian, formerly an official in the White House. A movie about the online drug market and the Ulbricht saga is set for release in February of 2021.
So it's not about Ulbricht, it's about the Silk Road.
Could be. Ulbricht was also the subject of Nick Bilton's best-selling book, American Kingpin. But there's been a lot of hit pieces out there.
That sounds like a hit piece.
Yeah, about Ross. Support for his case is strongest in both the overlapping worlds of libertarian activism and cryptocurrency fans, both of which counted Ulbricht as an enthusiastic member prior to his arrest. Libertarian Party presidential candidate Joe Jorgensen campaigned on a platform that included pardoning Ulbricht, alongside whistleblowers Chelsea Manning and Edward Snowden. And there's been some talk about Trump pardoning Snowden as well. In fact, Trump even suggested that he was considering that a couple of months ago.
I hope so.
But
pardon Snowden, Assange, Manning, and Ross Ulbricht.
He should do all of those things, and whether he will do any of them or not is another question, and that's why I say
we only have to wait 4 weeks to find out.
Just temper your expectations. Prepare to be disappointed.
I'm always disappointed by the state.
Yeah. But like I said, I think I told you this offline, if Trump actually pardons or commutes the sentence of Ross Ulbricht, I'll probably have to vote for him.
I'm pretty sure I promised that I would vote for him in every presidential election going forward.
I don't think I promised that far, but I know I definitely promised to vote for him this year if he reduced his sentence or pardoned him or commuted or pardoned him. And I'd go ahead and give it to him for 2024 if he actually does it this time. If he runs again in 2024, if he actually commutes the sentence of Ross Ulbricht, I'm going to feel like I have to. I'm going to feel like I'm obligated to vote for Trump. And honestly, it won't feel bad.
No, because, I mean, that's one really good thing. So, I mean, that probably outweighs a lot. Plus, Trump didn't get us into any new wars.
That's true.
So
He did remove some troops. I mean, he actually did order troops, like, from Afghanistan to come home from Afghanistan.
Which are all steps in the right direction. Yeah. And allegedly, maybe moving home more from Afghanistan. Mm-hmm.
We need to check in on that because he had talked about doing that toward the end of this year, and we're getting closer. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got the Matrix chat server as well. You can go to chat.lrn.fm. We'll talk about a Michigan business owner and mother who's being fined $1,000 a day for keeping her cafe open. That's on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the value soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org. Bitcoin.com is the best source for learning about cryptocurrency. Go there now, click on Get Started at the top of the page. Once you do that, you'll find a cornucopia of information, neatly organized for your needs. If you're a knowledgeable crypto user, check out news.bitcoin.com where you can get the latest headlines. Bitcoin.com is your source for buying cryptocurrency, getting a wallet app, mining, trading, and all the latest cryptocurrency news. All on a slick and easy-to-use website. All put together by the best minds in the business to teach you about cryptocurrency. Bitcoin.com.
Having taken her father's throne, Sarah Calhoun has fallen out with one of her best allies, and her brother Nathaniel heads into Imperial Philadelphia with a reckless plan. Her uncle Thomas, armed with new powers and new allies, aims to remove Sarah from her throne and from the world of the living. To survive and to gain the strength she needs to fight an impossible war, Sarah must unite the Mound Builder Kings to enact an ancient rite that will propel her beyond mortality. Servant Daughter by T.J. Butler is the newest entry in the Dragon Award-winning Witchy War series from Bane Books at BaneBooks.com.
Every year, over 1 million fires burn in America. Fortunately, firefighters are on the job, saving life and property, and you can be a part of it. 7 out of 10 firefighters and emergency responders are volunteers. There's no typical firefighter. Anyone can volunteer to serve their community. Volunteering as a first responder is really about having the heart and drive to make a difference where it's needed most. Your community needs you. Are you ready to answer the call? Learn more and find local volunteer opportunities at makemeafirefighter.org.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live. You're invited if you want to join us here talking about the Silk Road and the war on drugs, the insane war on drugs, which, of course, Trump has not ended. But maybe he will let Ross Ulbricht out of prison.
That would be fantastic.
Is at the very least a symbolic move and would absolutely be amazing if that happened. Don't get your hopes up, though, or you might end up being very disappointed as time goes on. But the fact that it's even in the news, I'm glad about, because at the very least, it brings more attention to Ross's case. Every time news media writes a story about Ross's case, somebody hears about it for the first time. Every time we talk about it on the radio, somebody hears about it for the very first time ever. Now, of course, the odds that Joe Biden will ever pardon Ross Ulbricht are probably near to zero.
Not with Kamala Harris as his VP. I mean, she was a drug warrior.
Don't forget that Joe Biden himself was one of the authors of the RAVE Act, which was a crackdown against, well, raves in the early part of the aughts, and he was involved in, I believe, some of the most serious escalations of the war on drugs in the 47 years that he was in office in as a politician. So
the irony
of drug warrior
is that the Republican Donald Trump is less of a drug warrior than the vice president, than the Democratic presidential candidates coming in next.
That's the truth.
That's insane.
So if you want to comment, please join us here. The toll-free number is 855-453. We can talk about this business owner who is keeping her cafe open and facing up to $1,000 fines for every single day that her cafe is open. We'll tell you more. We'll tell you about her coming up here in just a moment. But also in the news, since we were talking about Afghanistan, we're talking about Trump doing some of the good things that he's doing, including removing troops from Afghanistan. Now, a couple months ago when he first announced this, it sounded like Trump was going to remove all the troops from Afghanistan. Turns out that's not the case. Sadly.
It rarely is the case.
Yeah.
I mean, Obama promised to remove all of the troops from Iraq as well.
And close Guantanamo.
Yeah, and did it. Closing Guantanamo was the real sore point with me.
Mm-hmm.
Because he did explicitly promise to do that.
He did.
It was one of the reasons I supported him.
Yep.
And
you voted for him, right?
I was old enough to vote.
Oh, okay.
But he did not, in fact, close Gitmo.
No, he didn't.
He expanded it.
He added a nursing home to it. Did he really?
There's a nursing home at Guantanamo Bay.
Oh, my God. For all the people who are in prison there but are too old, so they're like in a total lockdown nursing home,
basically?
Wow, I didn't even hear about that.
Thank you, Barack Obama.
Well, that's your Nobel Peace Prize winner there, Barack Obama. So, arguably, Donald Trump has done more for peace than the Nobel Peace Prize winner, who dropped an S-ton of bombs in his time as president, Barack Obama did.
So has Trump.
Trump has dropped a lot of bombs, too. There's no doubt about it.
But not at any new places.
And he's removing troops from Afghanistan. According to Fox News, the drawdown is underway. After almost 20 years, bases are being closed, and troops are heading home. General Mark Milley, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, suggested that just two large bases and several satellite ones will remain for the 2,500 soldiers who stay. So there's still going to be a couple thousand troops on the ground there. But on the ground, the situation's getting worse. The Taliban is launching more attacks and taking more ground, and thousands have fled their homes. For those people, a peace deal seems a long way off, and many are losing faith that it will succeed. The rise in violence is thought to be a tactic by the Taliban to gain leverage in negotiations. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said that it puts the peace deal at risk, adding, quote, "I made clear to them that the violence levels can't continue while these negotiations go on. It won't work. And so we've asked all of them to stand back and indeed stand down," unquote. The Afghan army has been trained
by... Isn't that the same thing that Trump said to the Proud Boys?
Yeah. Stand by and stand down, I think, or stand down and stand by, I think
something
is what
like
Trump
that,
said.
Yeah.
The Afghan army has been trained by the U.S. to fight in its place and conduct all ground missions and 96% of air missions themselves, but it's not thought that it can stand up to the Taliban alone. Even after the drawdown, the U.S. will continue air support, funding, and training, all in accordance with the deal they made with the Taliban, and about 6,500 other NATO troops remain. But for America, this, the country's longest war, is winding down.
That's demonstrably not true. But who is this peace deal with? Is it with the Taliban?
Apparently.
Was it the whole point of the war in Afghanistan to get rid of the Taliban?
That's what I think. That's my recollection.
A long time ago.
Right. But 20 years ago.
That's what bothered me most about this entire presidential election. We had this 20-year-old war here.
Yeah.
and not one single mention of it during any of the debates.
No talk. I mean,
that's
about
the
that,
ultimate
yeah.
level of privilege. Your country has been involved in a war for 20 years, yeah. and neither one of your presidential candidates made any mention of it.
Well, and there was no question asked, right? Yeah. So whoever the moderators were of that debate didn't want to ask a question about war for whatever reason.
That's why it's never going to end. They're like, oh, it's winding down. But it's not, because Americans don't care enough to even hold their debate moderators to account for not asking any questions about 20 years of a quagmire.
Not just 20 years. The final paragraph of this story gives some final numbers, or currently nearly final numbers. The Afghan war has cost nearly 2,500 American lives and the U.S. taxpayers $1 trillion. Dollars, with $138 billion of that spent on so-called relief and reconstruction. But being on the ground, they say at Fox News, it's hard to see where that money has gone.
It went into the pockets of politicians and Halliburton.
Yep. Exactly. I mean, right.
It is. I mean, they're the construction company that was hired to rebuild yep. Iraq and Afghanistan.
So
Dick Cheney's Halliburton, by the way. For those who weren't paying attention, he is at least a part owner of Halliburton, if not full owner.
Didn't they rename Halliburton to something else? Or I'm thinking of Blackwater. That's what it was.
The mercenary
security
group.
That got renamed to Z and then got renamed again. And I don't know what the new name is. And I guess that's the whole point of the renaming, is to confuse people.
Yeah. Regardless, the United States government is, in fact, still hiring mercenaries to fight in these places. So they may not have 2,500 American soldiers in Afghanistan.
But how many mercs do they have?
Yeah.
That's a good question. It does say there are 6,500 other NATO troops who will remain there. So by no means is this a complete exit. However, you know, Trump did piss some of the warmongers off by making this announcement that there would be troops removed from Afghanistan. And it is interesting that Trump has managed to, by being even a little bit more peaceful than some of his predecessors.
You know, like Nobel Peace Prize winner Barack Obama,
right?
For example.
But even being a little bit more peaceful, he is pissing off these Democrats. Because they, every time he talks about removing troops from a place, they all scream to the high heavens about how dangerous this is and how bad this is for international policy. We've got to keep all the troops in all of the places, they say. So now he's making the Democrats look like war hawks.
They always have been.
Sure, but they're now coming out and obviously being that.
But do Democrats care?
Apparently not. They've voted for another war hawk.
They did, because all of this happened when Joe Biden was vice president. Well, not all of it.
A lot of it did.
It continued, and it escalated into Syria and Libya and Egypt and all of these other places throughout the world, not to mention Operation Fast and Furious and all of this other nonsense. Joe Biden was like, yeah, Barack, let's do it.
Right, and that's a scary thing for what's coming next, right? Because even though these troops are being withdrawn from Afghanistan, where is Biden going to send them next?
That's scary.
Yeah. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. But, hey, $1 trillion, well, that's not really that much these days.
It's like a stimulus package.
Yeah,
it's fine.
And they are talking about another stimulus package that's going to be around $1 trillion. Not sure if it's going to pass, because they may need to load some more trillions in there before it does. More coming up here. This is Free Talk Live. Did we say you should buy Bitcoin?
Mounds and mounds of fur. Our hairballs have hairballs.
Marquette Mama, she's 10 years old. She has dandruff and an oily coat.
I have two cats, Dixie and Daisy. Daisy sheds like crazy.
If you love your pets as much as I do, you'll want to do what's best for them to live long, healthy, happy lives.
DINOVITE.com.
I just tried this wonderful, catalicious Dynavite for cats, and my cat has been on it for 2 weeks. She is not scratching anymore. She's not chewing anymore. It is just the best.
I was thrilled when I heard Dynavite for cats was coming out, because I've seen the changes in my dog. To introduce my cats to Dynavite, I took the advice from Dynavite and put their food on top of just a scoop in the bowl, just to get them used to it, because I know if I even switch one little thing, they put their nose up to it. There was not one problem.
Dynavite for life.
You won't believe how happy your cat will be.
DINOVITE.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President-elect Joe Biden is naming former rival Pete Buttigieg as his nominee for Secretary of Transportation. After the announcement, Biden took a few questions, including when he would be receiving the coronavirus vaccine.
I don't want to get ahead of the line, but I want to make sure that we demonstrate to the American people that it is safe to take. I'll be working on that plan right now.
Biden was then asked about his son, Hunter.
I'm confident.
That exchange was not in the official pool report. Fed Reserve Chair Jerome Powell says the economy continues to recover amid the ongoing coronavirus pandemic.
The substantial reopening of the economy led to a rapid rebound in activity, and real GDP rose at an annual rate of 33% in the third quarter.
Powell says interest rates will remain the same. USA Radio News. Senator Bernie Sanders says he wants President-elect Joe Biden's cabinet to look like America, but also wants it to stand up to special interests. The Maine Independent discussing what he believes the most important thing is for Biden to consider in choosing his cabinet.
So I want diversity in the cabinet. I want it to look like America, but I also want it to be a cabinet that has the guts to take on powerful special interests and fight for working families.
Sanders also saying the top 1% are getting exorbitantly rich during the coronavirus pandemic. Texas AG Ken Paxton says his office filed an antitrust lawsuit against Google Wednesday over the search giant's power in the advertising technology market. In a video posted on Twitter, Paxton saying the suit, which has support from other states, alleges Google engaged in anti-competitive conduct, exclusionary practices, and deceptive misrepresentation. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Join us on the radio. Take control of the airwaves here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. 855-450-3733 with you tonight. It's Ian.
And it's Aria.
Aria. Check out Bitcoin.com. You need the latest news information. They got it over at news.bitcoin.com. I was just there today. There's always something fresh they're posting up there. Interesting content. Of course, now we're seeing Bitcoin blowing up again. You just told me a moment ago, $21,600 now?
Indeed.
That's another record, all-time record high.
I imagine we're going to be saying that quite a lot in the next few months.
I hope so. Maybe in the next few hours, if all goes well.
Said it at the start of the show, and then we said it again an hour and a half later.
Yeah, I think you had said that you're predicting 25,000 sometime tonight. But you know,
yeah, but I'm backing off on that because it's nighttime, and it's the upward trajectory is clearly slowing down. It'll pick back up in the morning.
Wait a minute. Yeah, hold on. You're forgetting the fact that last night it went up over its previous all-time high. Remember, if it's nighttime here, it's daytime in Asia. And there's a lot of Bitcoin buyers in China, for instance.
What time did it hit 20,000, though?
I have no idea. I was sleeping. So sometime this morning, which could be the overnight. I didn't
see it until I went to check the news, right? And then it was like, hey, Bitcoin breaks record 20,000. I was like, oh, I missed that.
Oh, 21,716 now.
Okay, maybe 25,000 then. I don't know. Seems high at this point. When I said that, it was like 5:30. So
it's been doing like stair step patterns all day where it'll jump up real big all in one, you know, less than 10-minute time frame and then kind of go over to, you know, stay steady for a little while and then jump up again. So let's hope that keeps doing that all night long.
Someone pointed out on Twitter, and I don't recall who it was, but it's absolutely official at this point. Anyone who held Bitcoin made a profit.
If they held.
Anyone who held Bitcoin.
If you panicked and you sold because the price was diving after it hit its previous record high, then you lost.
Yeah.
But if you held, you and well,
and then every single person who ever held Bitcoin right now has made profit.
That's correct. If they sold it.
If they held it.
Right. No, but what I mean is you don't make the, quote, profit until you sell it.
Or spend it.
Well, yeah, that's true. But what I mean is, like, if you just hold it and you keep holding it and it goes down again tomorrow, then you haven't, quote, made a profit. So in order to make a profit, you'd have to sell it right now. But why would you want to do that?
Unless you're just going to sell it at markup and then rebuy it, I mean, obviously.
Yeah, why would you want to sell the Bitcoin? Because it might go up some more. But you never know.
I fully expect it to go up some more. I mean, the institutional push into Bitcoin has just started.
It's big.
It is.
Yeah.
I mean, we're going to see J.P. Morgan, Chase Manhattan, and all of these other huge banks developing their own internal cryptocurrency wallets, some of which already have been authorized to do so.
Mm-hmm.
And once that happens, the average 80-year-old lady is going to go into Wells Fargo or whatever, and they'll be like, hey, we would suggest you divert some of your checking balance into your Bitcoin balance.
In fact, let's check on the numbers here from the government, or not government, but from the major corporations. Remember, we were talking previously about Bitcoin and it having exceeded the value of the Disney Corporation?
Wow.
This was a couple months ago.
I mean, Disney almost runs the world.
This was a couple months ago, though. So the market capitalization, so the stock market capitalization of the 50 largest American companies, Disney is at number 16 on this list, according to iWebList.com. I don't have a...
Okay. I'm terrified that they're that low. Who are the others?
So Disney was at $318 billion. Bitcoin is now at over $400 billion in market cap.
Go Bitcoin.
So that moves Bitcoin up the list to, let's see, Bitcoin is at exactly, according to CoinGecko.com, $402.2 billion.
Fascinating.
And Johnson & Johnson is at 402.65. So Bitcoin is right now the number 11. If you rank it amongst the top 50 U.S. corporations, again, these are stock-based corporations, so it doesn't include private corporations. We don't know what those are worth.
I can't imagine too many of them getting up to the hundreds of billions of dollars of worth without being publicly traded.
But Walmart would then be number 9, Visa at number 8, Berkshire Hathaway at 7, Tesla at 6, Facebook at 5, Alphabet Inc., which is Google, at 4, Amazon.com at 3, Microsoft at number 2, and number 1?
Please don't say Apple.
It's Apple.
I knew it would have to be since they hadn't already been mentioned, but I was really hoping it wasn't Apple.
But
Apple sells fashion accessories, people. Stop buying these overly priced fashion accessories.
Bitcoin now bigger than J.P. Morgan Chase.
Good.
Yep. And now J.P. Morgan Chase is like, did we buy any of that stuff, guys? Can we check, make sure we bought some of that Bitcoin stuff?
We closed the accounts of all the customers who would have sold it to us. Crap. We're screwed. Let's now we want to buy some. I can't wait to give them the middle finger when they come to us wanting to buy Bitcoin.
Let's go to Joe. He's in Michigan. Joe, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I remember a couple weeks ago they were talking about the federal government decriminalizing weed. I don't know if it'll happen. I doubt it, but
I think there's enough public support for it at this point that they will decriminalize it.
It's inevitable. There's so many states that
I think it'll be inevitable, but they're going to drag their feet on it. But
oh, of course they are. They've been dragging their feet for 40 years.
Yeah, if they do, man, they need to make it legal. I mean, 100%, no more, you know, you don't have to worry about your boss, you know, testing you or any, you know, if you go out to party on the weekend, smoke a few joints, you shouldn't have to worry about losing your job Monday morning as long as you show up sober, you know.
Indeed.
100% legal, quit playing games, and, you know, if the government wants to do anything, they could help people like, you know, addicts get clean or something. But this, how much money? I mean, how much money are they going to waste on this? It's not working, man.
It must have been hundreds of billions, if not trillions, or I don't know. It's been a lot of money that they've thrown away on the war on drugs, and it has been an abject failure from every single factor, every aspect of it that you can look at. It's been a miserable failure. It has cost countless lives, people who've died in prison, being sentenced to life in prison, or dozens of years and ending up dying inside for selling drugs, or even just possession of drugs in some cases. There was a bright spot, though, Joe, this year in Oregon. The voters of the state of Oregon voted to decriminalize all drugs for small possession of
all drugs. That's right, they did. I'd forgotten about that.
Drugs. So we are starting to see some changes. We've seen mushrooms being decriminalized in cities like Oakland, Denver, I believe Santa Cruz in California as well. So there have been multiple cities now. And where these things have been decriminalized, it's been unanimous support by the city councils there. There hasn't even been a single dissenting vote.
They're going to make it legal. Make it legal. No more exemptions. No more, well, you know, if you work for this guy or whatever. You know, as long as you show up to work and you're not a stone, man, you know, it doesn't. Yep. It shouldn't.
Well, business owners should be able to set their own rules. I mean, we have churches and stuff. They don't want to hire alcoholics, even if they don't drink at work. That's fine.
I mean, there's some jobs where you should show up stoned, but there are some jobs where it's generally a bad plan, like if you're going to be using heavy equipment or something like that. But if you're an artist or, you know, a comedian or something like that, then you could probably show up stoned.
Always assume your delivery drivers are stoned.
Yeah, well, you mean the pizza business?
You know, it's like alcohol. You know, any job, if you show up drunk to work, you're going to lose your job. But no, your boss isn't going to say, well, you went out to the bar Saturday, so I'm going to fire you, you know. I mean, it's...
Well, they may say that to a Catholic school teacher.
Well, that's a religious thing. That's different under the First Amendment, you know. But I'm just talking about normal people, you know. It's if you're working in a factory or you're working in a wherever you're working, who cares what you did on your free time, man, you know, but...
We used to throw parties at the radio station I worked at. We weren't supposed to do that, but we did.
I'm not surprised.
Hey, Joe, thanks for the call tonight, man. I definitely appreciate hearing from you. He's right, though. I mean, it's high time the war on drugs came to an end.
Yeah, just about everywhere that everywhere that the war of drugs has been ended and decriminalization was put in instead, and they actually attempted to treat addiction instead of incarcerating people, it's been a monumental success.
Absolutely. From every aspect.
It's weighing a monumental failure against an enormous success.
And we're going to start to see those numbers from Oregon. You know, it's going to take a year or two before we finally get to see the statistics on how these things have changed. But it's easy to predict what's going to happen because the same thing's going to happen there as happened in Portugal, where they did decrim like 15, 20 years ago now. It's been a tremendous success.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, dial in, toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. You can bring up whatever is on your mind. We're talking about the $400 billion Bitcoin market cap. That's, for those that don't know, that means the total amount of Bitcoin in circulation, which is
about 18 million, I think.
Yeah, it's not actually showing here on the default view at CoinMarketCap. The current number of Bitcoin is 18.57 and change. So 18 million and change. Well, you know, getting closer to 19, but not quite. 18.5 million Bitcoin in circulation. You multiply that times the price of one Bitcoin, which is now $21,600 plus per Bitcoin, and you get a market cap of over $400 billion. Which means that Bitcoin, according to the rankings that I just had pulled up a moment ago, Bitcoin is currently at number 11.
And it's bigger than MasterCard.
Bigger than MasterCard, bigger than PayPal, bigger than Bank of America, bigger than Walt Disney, bigger than Procter & Gamble, bigger than J.P. Morgan, and that puts it at number, not quite bigger than Johnson & Johnson, so it puts it at number 11. So J.P. Morgan is number 11.
By the end of the show, though,
by the end of the show, yeah, it could have displaced Johnson & Johnson. It's got a little ways to go to beat Walmart, which Walmart's at almost $416 billion, Visa at $482 billion. So if Bitcoin goes up another 25%, it'll be bigger than Visa.
Another 25%?
That could be 2 days.
I know, but that is a pretty big increase.
Yeah, but it was 12% in the last 24 hours.
Okay.
So
I'm not arguing with you. I'm just saying.
Bitcoin can do that in 10 minutes. You know, it can. It doesn't always, but there are times. So it's exciting times. You can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Go to news.bitcoin.com and get the headlines about what's going on in the world of Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash.
Or just go there and buy some at this point.
Yeah.
Because I don't expect the price to hit 20,000 again. So if you're waiting on that, you're like, oh, it'll go back down and I'll buy it. Then stop putting this crap off, man.
It could go back down, though. I mean, that's the thing.
I just said I don't expect it to.
Yeah, we don't know. We don't know what's going to happen. But it seems like a relatively safe bet that over time it will go up. The day-to-day stuff, we don't know. Will it keep going up forever? Probably not. So the thing is, you never know at what point it's done, right? Like, at what point will Bitcoin never go higher than whatever price it hits. You don't ever know.
I suspect that's going to be in the range of somewhere between
200, 300,000.
I was thinking more like a million to something like that. That's going to be the point at which I'm like, all right, you know, I think we're done.
Yeah.
I think I can sell now.
So 855-450-FREE, that's the toll-free number. Let's talk about a different sort of money, and that is to say fines against poor local business owners who are just trying to keep their business open so they can, you know, feed their families, pay their rent or their mortgage, keep their kids, fed. That's what these business owners are trying to do, but the government gangsters are standing in the way, and the story here is from Fox Business. .com. It's about a Michigan mom who owns a cafe in Calumet, Michigan called Cafe Rosetta. And she is now being fined $1,000 per day for keeping her cafe open in violation of the so-called stay-at-home orders issued November 15th.
Now, I have to ask, how do these people expect her to feed her kids?
Well, that's her problem. Maybe she should go on welfare.
But she's a successful business owner.
Well, maybe she should go on welfare.
The whole issue I have with this isn't just that, you know, people were locked down. It was that people were locked down and the government didn't actually take care of them, which I'm not a fan of. But if the government's going to, you know, break both of your legs, it should at least have the decency to give you a crutch, right? If it's going to shut down
your $1,200.
Right. And that wasn't even a crutch, though. That was more like a Band-Aid for the gaping wounds.
Yeah.
For the right. fact that your legs were cut off at your knee, they still need a crutch, man.
It's bad.
And they're not providing it. And this latest stimulus package they're talking about that we mentioned earlier, it provides like $600 per individual.
Well, they did give out the business, what do they call it, SBA loans or whatever this year.
Yeah, the Paycheck Protection Program or whatever.
Right, but all that did was require the business owner to pay 70% of it to their employees. So to basically pay their employees to not really have to work, essentially, because there weren't customers coming through the door. Because the customers were staying home because they were afraid, for no real reason, but they were afraid, so they weren't going out and spending money. So essentially these business owners were being told, here's a bunch of money that you can only spend on your employees who you don't really need to be there because there's no customers coming in. So it helped the employees a little bit, but it didn't help the business owners stay open.
Would not the employees have been better off, though, if they just filed for unemployment and got that extra, what was it, $600 a week? What was the unemployment bonus?
Yeah, I think that was what it was.
So they probably would have been better off doing that anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So was that whole payment protection program just a scheme so they had to pay out less unemployment?
I have no idea. Because
they didn't do the businesses any damn good.
They probably didn't think about it that far.
No, of course not, because they're the government. They don't think this crap through.
Right. Somebody in the government legislature was like, hey, you know what? We ought to make it so they have to pay 70% of this stuff to their employees. Oh, yeah, it's a good idea. The employees will love that.
Yeah, because they'll sit at home doing nothing, getting paid, or they can just file for unemployment, sit at home doing nothing, get paid more, and not affect the business.
Amy Hyken is her name. She's the owner of Cafe Rosetta. Again, is refusing to pay. So not just receiving,
good for her,
but refusing to pay the fines. And that really warms my heart when we see business owners.
Well, she probably can't pay those fines.
Well, there is that, yeah.
But I mean, she just spent 9 months effectively being shut down.
Still, I do like seeing it when the business owners refuse to pay. Because if you pay these goons, it just encourages them. You give the bully money, he knows you've got money, he's going to come back for more.
Excellent point.
So she's been fined for keeping her cafe open for indoor dining against state orders, and now she's facing legal challenges. Eric Kilunen, a Michigan small business owner who founded the All Business is Essential campaign to keep Michigan businesses open and afloat during the pandemic, spoke on behalf of Hyken, saying, quote, Amy's just got this sweet disposition. She doesn't want to fight anybody. She doesn't want any of this. She was divorced 9 years ago from a rough situation. She's got six kids. She was on welfare at the time with nowhere to go. So this girl decides to pick herself up. Her brother decides to help her. They buy Cafe Rosetta. Now Amy has a place to focus her energy positively. She loves baking. She's the sweetest thing you've ever met, he said. Cafe Rosetta employs 30 people. And with snow on the ground...
So this is a successful cafe.
Yeah. Hyken can't afford to close indoor dining, she said. He added that she can't wear a mask in line with her doctor's orders due to a thyroid condition. Quote, so she stayed open and defied the mandate. Now she's getting harassed on a daily basis by her local health department, led by Tanya Rule, a great name for a bureaucrat, and being fined...
Can we find Tanya Rule's health department's phone number?
You probably can. That would be wherever the hell this is. This is in Calumet, Michigan. That would be the health department in Calumet, Michigan.
How is Calumet spelled?
C-A-L-U-M-E-T. So Tanya Rule, again, fining this woman $1,000 a day for supporting a family of six and her 30 employees. Neither Ms. Rule, the environmental health director for the Western Upper Peninsula Health Department. There's the name of it for you there, Aria. Western Upper Peninsula Health Department.
I've got the number already.
Nor Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer's office immediately responded to inquiries from Fox Business. Gee, that's a surprise. Government bureaucrats didn't have anything to say publicly about why they're attacking small business owners.
Do they ever? The Attorney General of New Hampshire sure doesn't.
Sometimes they do. They talk tough about, you know, why these businesses need to obey because fear and corona, this and that. But no, they didn't say anything in this case. Do you want to give that number?
I absolutely do. It's 906-482-7382 because it would just be a tragedy if people out there called and left Tanya Rule just... hundreds upon hundreds of voice messages about how screwed up this really is.
We'll have you give that number out again here in a sec.
Absolutely.
Locals have been trying to help support Hyken by visiting the cafe every day, including one customer who set up a fundraiser on a crowdfunding website, givesendgo.com. He added the fundraising campaign will help the lady pay her legal fees as she continues to fight the state. On December 7th, the governor of the state, Ms. Whitmer, extended a three-week-long statewide COVID-19 stay-at-home order for another 12 days.
Jeez.
So it was only going to be 3 weeks, but now it's going to be another week and a half on top of that. And I'm sure it'll end then, right?
I sincerely doubt
it. Amid a spike in cases in the state, the restrictions initially announced on November 15th, they ban indoor dining and in-person learning until December 20th. The goal of the epidemic order issued by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services is to reduce the spread of COVID-19, according to a public information bureaucrat. Targeted and temporary closures that include restaurants have been part of successful strategies for containing COVID surges in Western Europe.
There is zero evidence to support that statement. There is zero evidence to support that these lockdown strategies are effectively containing COVID-19.
Even the World Health Organization admitted that.
Yeah. Didn't they say something like, please stop locking down or something?
Yeah.
Anyway, that phone number once again is 906-482-7382, and that's Tanya Rule at the Health Department.
And we got more coming up here. Hour number three is on the way. You can take control of the airwaves. Our number is 855-450, free like freedom. It's Free Talk Live. You got to stand up. Or else.
Maxwell, the runaways, the rescue, great disposition. About 9 years ago, he was scratching a lot, and he started losing some hair. My vet, she says, oh, he must be allergic to the chicken. Another vet that eats the grain. Third vet, she says it's the weather, something in the air. And then somebody said,
DINOVITE.com.
I have been listening to the Dynovite ads, hearing about different stories of different people, and it just clicked. I got my first 90-day supply, and it took a grand total of 2 weeks. And the dog stopped itching, the hair stopped falling out.
Dynovite is nutrition.
And Maxwell loves it. Now he's close to 10, and the Dynovite is a big part of Maxwell's diet.
Dynovite for life.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
And he's a spectacular.
DINOVITE.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.